If a crew member desires a QSO, they will turn up the volume and begin calling. There is no reason to try and call the crew if you do not hear them. The volume on the radio is normally off, and they will not hear anything. You are basically causing QRM for those that would like to use the repeater. Finally, should there be a school contact, the downlink where you can listen is 145.800 MHz worldwide. Of course, the uplink is an unpublished frequency, and you should not try to figure it out and disrupt the contact. Random contacts with the crew are a lot of fun and exciting. If you do happen to make a contact, they are all logged, and you should send for a QSL card. You will find directions at ariss.org under the General Contacts tab. You never know when an astronaut will be at a major ham fest or local function, and you might be able to get that card personally signed by them. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. March 28th and 29th, it's the Sasquatch Stomp, CW. March 29th and 30th, the CQWWWPX contest, single sideband, phone. April 2nd, the UKE ICC 80-meter contest, that's phone. April 3rd and 4th, Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, CW. April 3rd, the SARL 80-meter QSO party, that's phone. April 3rd, the NRAU 10-meter activity contest, that's CW phone and digital. For April 5th and 6th, there are 9 contests. The YBDXPI single sideband contest, that's phone. The EA RIDI contest, digital. The RSGB FT4 International Activity Day, FT4. The WARC Georgia State Parks on the Air, CW phone and digital. April 5th through the 6th, the Louisiana QSO party, CW phone digital. The Mississippi QSO party, CW phone and digital. Also, April 5th through the 6th, the VHF-UHF Missouri QSO party, CW phone and digital. April 5th and 6th, the Florida State Parks on the Air, CW phone and digital. And on April 5th and 6th, the SPDX contest, that is CW and phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information.